Hi, you're listening to In Between Visits, and my name is Dr. Christy Lewis. I'm a naturopathic doctor who is in practice for well over a decade. After years of clinical practice and working with thousands of people, a basic truth has been revealed. Behavior modification, as simple as it is difficult to implement, hence the birth of this podcast. If we all know what to do, then why aren't we doing it? With these short and sweet shares, I'm going to answer your questions about how to stay on track with your goals, support, inspire, and motivate you on your journey, see you in your struggles, affirm you in the challenge, and reassure you that you are not alone. Let's get started. Hi guys, Dr. Christy here. It's a new year, and that means new episodes, and we are over the moon that you have decided to join us again for this episode of In Between Visits. So Dr. Rochelle and I have been behind the scenes, really thinking through, brainstorming, and coming up with some ideas for episodes for 2022. We're really committed to bringing you inspiration and support, along with truth, authenticity, and relatability. So this year is going to start off with a bang when we dive deep into a conversation about motivation. And the reason why we wanted to start with this is because with a new year often brings all kinds of internal storylines and external expectations on how to be a better you. And we kind of want to challenge that. We're sort of in a place where we feel maybe that's harming us. Maybe this whole be better and, you know, stay committed is really not the way to go when it comes to moving towards a version of ourselves that is both healthy and happy, but also full of love and worthiness and really acceptance. So this is a great episode. Dr. Rochelle and I are very thrilled to be here again. So let's get started. Dr. Rochelle, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Dr. Christy. It's been a while since we've done one of these things.
I know. I'm so proud of us for practicing what we preach and taking a little bit of a break and an exhale during the holidays. And I'm also really excited to be back.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And you and I always talk behind the scenes and where we're at and what we're hoping to, what message we want to give. And I really loved, you know, our decision to talk about motivation and, you know, really how that relates to the new year, right? I think so many people, they start with something and there's just this need or desire to keep it going. And 2 to 3 weeks in, it's like old patterns come in. So I really wanted to kind of dig deep and understand a little bit about, you know, motivation and how you see that show that up in like your life and in your practice. So I feel like you're an amazing person to talk to because like how motivated were you to stick with your sport and achieve your Olympic medal? So what do you think about motivation? Like, how do you think motivation and desire play into the goals that we achieve?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the biggest things is set a realistic goal. I think many people, like, even if it's just to drink more water, I think that would be a great goal and totally realistic. But if it's like, I want to lose 40 pounds and have a beach body in 6 months, like that may not be as realistic. So when you have those tangible goals, you're more motivated in the long run. I like having a long-term goal, and then you pick regular short-term goals to attain to get to that long-term goal. So you know what I mean? You break the bigger goal into tinier little steps. And I find that a very, very effective tool to get what you want in the end. So I don't know. How about you, Dr. Christy? How do you?
Yeah, I totally resonate with everything you're saying. And I think so often we expect so much from ourselves, you know, the expectations are so high, and then we become very easily overwhelmed, especially if we're not seeing what we believe to be the measurable shifts or the measurable outcome from the behavior. So I think it's about setting realistic expectations, but also realistic measurables so you can be winning. I feel like, you know, when I'm working with patients, I'll say that a lot. I really want to set you up for success. I want you to feel like you're winning. And so often, I don't know about you, but often I am sort of slowing down and stop speaking from that place of more tangible goals with, as you said, really hearing and recognizing the ultimate health desire.
Yeah, and you know what? It doesn't always have to be a linear progression, like constantly getting better, 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 better. You're going to have setbacks, and that's okay, and accepting that and being kind to yourself, and then just figuring out a way around that roadblock. But I think the expectations are to have a linear improvement ongoing, and that's just not realistic either. And just to be able to manage that, I think is really important.
Yeah, I've been really reflective, especially in, really our reality for the last few years and some of the expectations I was even putting on myself for health or business or parenting or partnering, and this messaging that was coming, whether it's through be through my own Instagram feeds or through Facebook, this message of if I just do these 10 things, then I will get this desired outcome. And realizing that so much of life is how we respond and react to what's happening to us. So the 10 steps to, being that wonderful parent, engaged parent, or the 10 steps to ultimate health in your 40s. It's like really moving away from that because I actually think that messaging is quite damaging. It really doesn't account for the how much of life is happening to us. And this idea that if we just do these, sort of we put good choices in, we're going to get desired outcome out. And it really is about being able to be adaptable and pivot and be kind to ourselves in the face of changes or obstacles getting in the way of whatever our heart's desire is.
Yeah, no, Dr. Christie, what do you think makes people motivated, and why do other people struggle, in your opinion?
Ooh, yeah, I feel like a big part of it is really the why. So many people, I think, have a goal or they have an external, commitment that they want to make for themselves, and the why is missing. So I can give you a personal example. One of the things that I was thinking for the new year was I wanted to get up earlier, this whole morning routine, morning ritual. And I love it in theory, and I know it works for so many people. It actually isn't great for me. I was feeling tired. I felt like, I wasn't working with my own circadian rhythm. Sometimes, my nights are still disrupted, whether it be my dog or it be my daughter. And this sort of expectation that I was going to get up at 6 a.m. and drink my lemon water and do my meditation and journal was really not from my own heart's desire. So it became this why was, oh, because this is something I should do, or this is something that is good for me, versus a different support that I wanted, or a different way that I wanted to move through this year, which was to try to do gentle movement every day. Well, that's a very different energy. I can move at 8 a.m. I can move at 5 p.m. And it was a broader goal, which is maybe harder to measure, but there's still a sense of, oh, I'm moving every day. And I think it's the why and the intent that's so important in if we're going to stick with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I find it's you have to always reevaluate your goals and make sure that you're still passionate about it. And it's okay to change. It's absolutely okay. So, I actually don't make any New Year resolutions. I just don't want to put that kind of pressure on myself. But if I more look at it in small habitual changes. So I agree with you. I'm trying to be add more movement as well. So instead of I'm trying to be more inefficient. So what that means is in the grocery store, I'll park the furthest way away, and then I'll take, I get more steps in, or I try to be inefficient, basically, if that makes sense. So that's how I'm adding movement into my life without actually having to make a New Year's resolution.
Yes, I love that. And also it's not adding something more to the day. I think that that's the other side, especially right now in this recording, January 2022. Our kiddos are you and I are not in school in the traditional sense, and so in person, and like having to say, okay, well, how can I adapt based on the external factors or pressures and recognize that I'm still showing up for myself even though maybe how I thought it would or could look has shifted. So, that recognize that your best is always changing, and allow yourself, because I think that is where fundamentally people have a hard time staying. The actual is when they start to beat themselves up, right? It's the internal language, and it's the internal self-doubt that actually becomes the biggest challenge and the biggest factor in not being able to stay with the things that we are intended for ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel that with that negative self-talk, just counteracting it with a positive affirmation every single time, and you can absolutely change your mindset. It really does work. So just a simple tool, even if you don't remember it or like believe it at first, it does work eventually. Just keep on. I do want to bring up though mental health, because obviously people suffering from depression, which I know we have similar practices, Dr. Christie, we're seeing a lot of depression
It's really
during this
tough out
pandemic.
there.
And it's hard
It's
to get
really
out of that
tough.
cycle and stay motivated. So just bringing it back to you, how do you try to get out of that slump and tell your patients?
Well, I think really we want to also identify that depression, anxiety is a clinical presentation. It is a clinical diagnosis. And I love that you brought that up, because it really is important to recognize that if a person is managing or having depressive symptoms, that it's not a question of setting the alarm earlier or drinking the water. Like, it really is about accessing what is going on in the physiology. And I think, both you and I love our jobs for that. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, we're potentially asking people to, self-care and choose behaviors that are nurturing to them, but we continue to ask the question why. And that mantra, which has really become the heart and soul of my practice, is, if we all know what to do, why aren't we doing it? And the recognition is not because we're not trying, right? Not because we're not efforting. It's like sometimes there is something out of balance in our physiology or in our mental health. And so making sure that we're addressing that and being so gentle and kind to ourselves. When we're depressed or we're anxious, our intentions, our motivation will shift. It's like, can I get out of bed and have a shower? Can that be the win for the day? And
For
really
sure.
see that as success and win, and being able to pride yourself on moving through difficult times in the best way we can.
And that's where like seeing a psychotherapist or somebody and talking through it and developing tools to handle it, and it can absolutely be so effective. So I did want to make sure that we brought up mental health, because I think people are putting a lot of expectations on themselves, and if their mental health is not in the right spot, then just addressing that first, I think, is the first and main priority.
100%. And recognizing that we can't it really is sometimes, I know when we've run our whole food formula, 6 week program, or the burnout relief, different groups that we've done, and certainly see this in one-on-one as well, where sometimes some people come in because they want to have more green smoothies, and they leave realizing that maybe it's time for them to address that core wound of worthiness, or the core wound of, the belief system that they carry about themselves or their body. And yeah.
Oh, sorry. Carry
No.
on. No,
Nope.
I just wanted to also point out, and I don't know if you're seeing this, Dr. Christie, too, is in my practice, I used to have people with the motivational goal to wear like a bikini in the summer. Like it just that was their only goal, and that's what was important to them in their lives. And now I'm seeing a huge shift in the whole patient population to mental health, like their anxiety, their depression. It's less away from having like the perfect exterior look to themselves, and it's more about working from within. And that just shows the heavy load of this pandemic and how people's priorities have seriously changed.
I agree 100% around that, for sure. It's like people are, part of this is I think, need and recognition of the realities of the impact. But I think also people are starting to look at their values, relook at what does motivate them, and why are they doing the things they're doing. And I think also, we do till we don't anymore, and realizing that, okay, that goal to, weigh what I weighed in grade, 12 as a 45-year-old woman, out there, if that's a goal, is that even in alignment with who I am and what my values are, and sort of challenging where some of these beliefs of being better are coming from. And a lot of it is bigger societal pressures. And I think that's kind of fascinating when we look at setting individual goals and individual, intentions for self, and realizing, well, where's that paradox even coming from? Where's that paradigm? Like, where are those goals even? And is it a bigger global goal around how a woman should look, or how a woman should age, or what a mother, how a mother should parent? And I think that's a really incredible that as a society, slowly but surely, we're starting to sort of even question the value, or even health of these so-called goals or expectations.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
And
just
when do you think, I want to ask this question because I think it's really important, around, was there ever a time when you gave up on a goal, or you became, again, we always think about this motivation as the win, and apathy or being disengaged as the loss. And I think even that's up for challenge. Like, has there been a time in your life where, maybe becoming unmotivating or letting go of something was actually the best thing that you could have done?
100%. And unfortunately, I have to go back to sport because that's
Yeah.
really was a part
Never
of my life for
apologize for
like
that.
25
Yeah.
years. But I was a competitive swimmer for, I don't know, 10 years. And I was top in Canada for my age group, top three. And
Okay, I did not know this.
I
Oh
was
my
told I was
gosh.
going to go to the Olympics. Like people fed me these things. And I was a bit of a, it was a part of my identity. And I wanted to go to the Olympics after seeing Mark Tewksbury. I'm dating myself, but he won the 100 meter backstroke in 1996 in Barcelona. And he was just my idol. And I wanted to do what he did. And what happened was, sorry, 92 Olympics, not that anybody cares. But I went through puberty and I had at the time Hashimoto's thyroiditis and it was undiagnosed and I gained 30 pounds in a summer and my whole body changed and I was no Penny Oleksiak. I just completely plummeted in all my times and my parents made me swim for 3 additional years after going through that transition and I was awful. The whole thing was awful to put that kind of time and that kind of pressure and it get no results. But it taught me grit, I guess you could say. And it just rowing fell in my lap. And I was diagnosed with my Hashimoto's thyroiditis. For the listeners that don't know what that is, it's basically a hypothyroid, changes your metabolism, you're really slow, sluggish, foggy thinking. And once that was all corrected, things kind of really worked out. And as I started to really succeed, my goals got bigger and bigger and bigger. My self-esteem got better and better. And my goals just readjusted. And I finally got the ultimate goal that I wanted on the Olympic podium. So it just it didn't start, it wasn't a cakewalk. It was a lot of challenges, but it
Yeah,
definitely.
and the ability to stop and reflect and then create space for something new. I think that is what's so key in all of this, is to not become so fixated on what it is and what it looks like, and to be able to find that, sort of the push and the pull and the ease and the force around really allowing it to unfold and trusting the process, which is like, I didn't know that about you. Oh my gosh, that's an incredible, incredible journey, which it sounds like there was some really kind of dark night of the soul in there too. Really kind of having to redefine your, not only, what you were doing, but how you were seeing yourself as a human being.
Yeah, for sure. And I had coaches that were telling me to lose weight. And of course, when you tell a teenager to lose weight, that creates disordered eating. So, like
Absolutely.
all those challenges, totally lived it. So, luckily was able to get out of it and out of that horrible, negative self-talk cycle.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. You've really lived it and really realized, you know, give like the giving up, it's a fascinating sort of thought. And it's just been recently where I've realized, you know, the giving up is actually part of life, right?
Oh,
We
totally.
need to like have that, you know, that time where we're not fixated on something. You know, you and I have talked a lot about in this in the relationship with exercise and food and even sleep, where, you know, sometimes staying up till midnight, having a bowl of chips, watching Netflix is actually a really important part of the journey. And I would say that that's been a huge edge of growth for me over the pandemic is my knee-jerk reaction is also to often to move into rigidity, right? And so when I feel disrupted in my internal life and I feel uncertainty and anxiety is to really move to rigidity and trying to sort of hyper-manage around. And it was really through seeing the impact that I was having on my family, you know, my daughter, my husband, where and you know, and also obviously on my own physical and mental emotional health of saying, you know what, it's like learning to let go and realizing that this so-called giving up or this so-called giving myself, you know, a break was actually part of how I was going to return the next day and show up, you know, for other people and, you know, have the energy and have the awareness, you know, even though from a perception perspective or my own personal old belief was that, you know, I was sort of doing harm or I wasn't doing my best. So the letting go and the kind of giving up even every day is, I think, so important around how we can then show up the next time. We can't be on all the time. Like we
No,
can't.
no. Let's leave it with that. You cannot be on all
Absolutely,
the
absolutely. You know, and I think like you mentioned, I think it really is about finding those people in your life. You know, if you're sitting listening and you're like, oh, okay, well, wait a second. Like I'm in the process of training for a half marathon and I'm finding that I'm not as motivated with that. I think it's not, you know, right away saying, well, maybe this isn't the thing, but I do think it's reflecting on saying, okay, how do I support myself through this? You know, is this still my why? Can I grow? Can I evolve? Can this be a part of my journey and part of my motivation? And if I am struggling to sort of stay, you know, on motivated and committed to this heart's desire, then do I need some accountability? Do I need, you know, support? Do I need to go deeper in my mental, emotional well-being, as you mentioned, or mental health, or even physical health? So it's not just as simple as I'm going to do this and I'm going to stay motivated or not. I think that's
Yeah,
kind of the take
and
home.
this is the darkest. We're approaching February, which is my least
Right.
favorite month of the whole entire year. So,
No
any kind of goals that people have, this is the hardest time to for
Yeah.
most people. Like training for a half marathon through the winter is the worst. But
Yeah.
you got to
Yeah.
think about the ultimate in the summer. Endorphins are high. The sun is
Yeah.
out. It's the end game, and that kind of
Right.
gets you through the deep darks.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that fine line around, you know, staying clear around your intent for, you know, building in this example, you know, building up your mileage, building up your endurance, and looking at that short term week by week, but then also, you know, visualizing and really realizing that when you cross that finish line, that's what it will all be for that. So, you know, covered a lot of ground here, but I'm loving this conversation with you. And I think, you know, what would you leave people with this one, Dr. Rochelle?
Well, definitely you have to surround yourself around positive people that support your goal and aren't there to bring you down. So that's the number one thing that I would put out there. It's never linear. You're gonna have some downtimes. Just getting through it, and those downtimes aren't forever. And breaking down your long-term goal into a series of steps, so it's not unfathomable when you think of that. Never think of the long-term goal, that you have to think of the steps to achieve
Oh my gosh, so good. I love it. Well,
it.
let's leave them here. Let's leave them here. And you know, as always, so amazing to connect with you. You always inspire me, and I am so grateful that we get to do this together and share this with the world. So, until next
Likewise.
time.
Until next
Okay.
time. Bye, Dr. Christie.
Bye. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of In Between Visits. I'm just so excited that you're tuning in and, you know, really connecting with these incredible experts that I have on the show these days. You know, everyone who has sharing their wisdom around lifestyle medicine and supporting you on your health journey. Guess what? I have a new partner. Cardish Health Food Center is sponsoring In Between Visits. Cartish is a locally owned and operated health food store in Ottawa. They've got 7 locations and their staff is just super dedicated and committed to helping you find the right products that you're looking for. Whether it's supplements or groceries or beauty products, they've got it. And if you're looking for more information about, you know, what Cartish store is in your neighborhood, you can visit www.cartish.com. Keep listening because Cartish is going to be offering up some pretty awesome giveaways and information. We're going to be partnering up for some webinars, and really our intent is to, you know, continue to help you on your journey towards ultimate happiness and health. Thanks so much, guys.